Hi, my name is Dr. Varun Lahaprasit. People call me Dr. Lau. I would like to ask for permission to share my life testimony, how I become a Christian. I am a neurosurgeon who practice in the east side of Seattle area, and I was born in Thailand, but I moved to the U.S. in 1995. Today, I would like to ask you to spend time with me to listen to my life testimony, how I come to know Jesus Christ. Please listen to me carefully. Thank you very much for spending time with me today. I was born in Bangkok, Thailand, and my family practiced Buddhism when I was growing up. I remember that my father always gave food to the monk in the morning, and he took me out to the front of the house and gave food and rice to the monk almost every morning. My father taught me how to chant, how to worship Buddha idols when I was a young boy, practice Buddhism. I even remember that my father took me to the upcountry to meet different famous monks and learn the philosophy of Buddhism. I'm also thankful that my father trying to teach me how to be a good man by introducing to me a religion. I really appreciate him. But I remember when I was growing up, I was not a happy boy. I was not very satisfied to myself. I was very pessimistic. Everything in the world was so negative to me. When I watched TV program, I always criticized and thought in a negative way about the news, about the drama. Everything was so negative to me. I was not very happy at all. Even though I tried to participate in the religious ceremony, we had different kind of celebration for Buddhist practice in Thailand throughout the year. And in those celebration time, I would go to the temple and participated in the ceremonies. When I was growing up, I also met my wife, who was a girlfriend of mine at that time. And I remember many, many men tried to pursue her, and they were Thai boxers. They were bigger than me, and they were very aggressive. Therefore, I was in danger of being hit or being hurt by all these people. Even though I believe in the religion, but I realized that I did not have power to fight with these men. Therefore, I began to seek for protection. I went to study judo, taekwondo, and I still feel that those martial arts could not help me because I was a small guy, but those boxers were much bigger than me. Eventually, I sought the power of darkness. I went to the place where they will call spirit in, and the spirit would come into a woman whose voice would be changed, and she could jump up from one place to another place on her lap, on her butt here. She just jumped from one place to one place. When I saw that signs and wonder, I knew right away that there was supernatural power in the world, and this power should be able to protect me. Therefore, I began to get involved in a condition called animism, which means that I call in the spirit, not God's spirit, but evil spirit, to come upon my life. I put the spell on my back, and the head of the group pulled the knife out, chopped onto my back, but my skin was not cut. There was a magic, supernatural power for protection upon my life. I was able to call the evil spirit in and acted as an animal, maybe tiger or bear or elephant. I was growing up in that kind of atmosphere of playing and welcoming the power of darkness. But even though I had this power, I went to the temple, I chanted, I gave money and gave food to the monk to gain good karma, I was not a happy man. I remember my wife friend in the university looked at my picture when I was a young boy or a young man. They say that I was not a happy man at all. I looked so sad. I did not smile. And I had a lot of problems in my relationship with my girlfriend or my wife today. And thank God, one day I had a chance to hear the gospel. When I was young, my neighbor told me about Jesus Christ and read the Bible with me. But at that time, I was not ready to receive God. I was so concerned that my dad would be unhappy with me if I decided to follow Jesus. Eventually, I rejected the gospel and I rejected friendship with these Christian friends. After that, I got married. I graduated from a very prestigious university in Bangkok, Thailand. I got number one in the class. I got a gold medal from the king, but I was not very happy still. I was a third degree black belt taekwondo. I played judo. I get involved in the dark power for protection. I was playing drum in the band of the Department of Medicine at university. I was involved in the sport. I had a very beautiful girlfriend, but I was not happy. After I got married, I came to the Seattle area for honeymoon. And by the grace of God, somebody told me about the Bible again, the second time. This person shared with me that the Bible is the Word of God, and I should read the Bible and find out about the reality of God. He told me that a lot of educated people in the world believe in this book, the Bible. And the Bible contains so many, many truths. I remember at that time when he shared this message to me, I heard the voice in my spirit. Come back home. Come back to your father. At that time, I did not totally understand that voice. But my heart was open to the gospel, to the love of Jesus. Therefore, after the honeymoon period was over, I went back to Bangkok and met a few Christian young couples who came together to study the Bible. Thank God, they began to learn the book of Matthew, one of the four gospels. During these few months, I went there once a week to learn the Bible with this group of people. Before I started the Bible study, the first night I went there just to introduce myself to this group of people. The owner of the house, who was a very rich man in Bangkok, he told me that, Doctor, you really needed God because we are all sinners. I was so mad at him that he called me sinner. I was thinking that I never robbed a bank. I never killed anybody. I never went out to shoot anybody or hurt anybody. Why did you call me a sinner? He told me, Doctor, at that time I already became a physician. Doctor, go back home and look in the mirror in your bedroom and you look at your own face, ask yourself or talk to yourself, I am not a sinner. I received his challenge. I went back home, went into my bedroom, looked at the mirror, and I was going to open my mouth and say to myself, I am not a sinner. Suddenly, the memory came back that I was cheating during the examination during the high school. I was lying. I was gossiping about my teachers in the school. I had a bad attitude sometimes toward my friends. Sometimes I lied to my parents. All these memories came back to me. I could not go on to speak that I was not a sinner. I shut my mouth and began to think, I should go back to study about Jesus. After that day, I went there every week, once a week. During that period of time, I was a resident who was on call every day, 30 days a month, because there were lacking doctors to do the job in the hospital. I went there in the evening, and it's amazing God performed miracles. That every time I went to this Bible study group, the hospital never called me. No paging, no emergency call. God just shut the work at the hospital for me to be able to study the Bible. It took me 3 months to learn the book of Matthew. And when I studied the book of Matthew, I began to see that Jesus Christ was not a just normal man. He was born from a virgin. His birth was prophesied in the Old Testament, hundreds of prophecy, and they were fulfilled. I learned that the Bible had so many informations, the truth that go along with scientific facts, go along with the archaeological fact, contain many prophecies that have been fulfilled in different generations, including today. I was so amazed of what the Bible say. I was so impressed with the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was not a Christian yet, but when I studied the Bible, I was so amazed. And I began to realize that the Bible is a good book. 3 months later, I and my wife went to a party, and that day they showed a movie called Jesus. In that movie, I saw the whole life of Jesus Christ. It was about 2.5 hours. And at the end of the movie, Jesus was crucified on the cross. And he said this sentence, Father in heaven, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. At that moment, I realized that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Because he was so full of love, he forgave his enemy. I could not do it. If somebody hurt me, I wanted to take revenge. At that moment, I decided to invite Jesus Christ into my heart. I bowed my head, I closed my eyes, and invited Jesus to come into my life. I remember that when I opened my eyes, the world became brighter. I started to really feel the love of God. I look at people around me, and I love people more than before. I know something changed in me. I felt that the burden on my shoulder was lifted. I became a happy man. I was able to smile. I was able to love people. My life started to change into the new direction. Even though at that time, I did not understand about God very well. And sometimes doubt creep into my heart because I was taught that as human, we came from apes. We came from evolution. This thought of believing in the old religion, evolution, and believing in Jesus, in the Creator, in the God, were all struggling in my mind all the time. Should I believe in evolution? Should I believe in Buddhism? Or should I believe in Jesus Christ? I was struggling. I was trying to keep my faith. Therefore, I kept going back to the Bible study group and learn more about God. And thank God, He knows that as a doctor, I can have so many doubts in my life because I was trained in a scientific way and the teaching of evolution was against the creation or the creator. Therefore, God needs to confirm that my faith was right. I would like to thank God. He wants to build my faith. Therefore, He showed His power and His goodness to me and my family. When I moved to another city to become a neurosurgeon, I discovered that my oldest daughter, who was a baby at that time, had a mass on her body. It was about the tip of my finger. I was waiting for the mass to go away, but it did not go away. In my mind as a surgeon, I was thinking she's going to need an operation. But I did not want my little baby to have the operation on her body. Therefore, I and my wife grab hand together, we hold hand, and we pray together for the healing of our daughter. Thank God, by that evening after I came back from my clinic, I checked her body again, and the mass was totally gone. We praise God. At that time, my faith grew up to another level. I knew at that point that God was real, and I did not come from monkey. In the same period of time, I was taking care of a young man who went to fight in the battle at the border between Thailand and Cambodia. He was shot by a gun of the communist army. His skin, the hair, the skull came out. When he showed up in the hospital, I saw a big hole in the skull with the brain pulsating under. According to the medical knowledge, if we did not treat this patient, he would have died from brain infection or brain abscess. Therefore, I performed an operation to close the hole of the skull by moving the skin there. But unfortunately, the skin over that hole became dead or necrotic. The hole in the skull was open again. He did not have money to go to the city. I was in a small town at that time. The hospital and the government did not pay for his transportation. I was in a desperate situation. If I could not help this man, he would have died. I went back home that evening after I discovered that the skin was dead. I knelt down in my bedroom and prayed, God, You are the real living God. Jesus healed the sick 2,000 years ago. Could You please heal this man? I was a brand new believer. I did not know how to pray very well, but I begged God. I presented my petition to God on behalf of this man. And the next morning when I went back to the hospital, opened the wound dressing on his head, and I was having a goosebump because the whole area that opened to see the brain inside was totally closed supernaturally overnight. Even though I tried to treat him from the surgical point of view for 2 weeks, but God healed him overnight. I told him, you know, man, God healed you. It was not me. I sent him home the next day. At that time, I had another patient who was a 37 years old fisherman. He came to the hospital with complete paralysis, no motor function below his waist down. I saw his wife and three little kids at the bedside. I felt so bad for this family. This man may not be able to work again. I discovered that the parasite cut through the spinal cord. That's why he became paralyzed. I waited. I treated him with medication. There was no surgical treatment on this situation. 7 days went by, he's still paralyzed. And according to the neurosurgical textbook, when you have the spinal cord cut by either trauma or knife or gunshot wound or broken bone, and your function do not come back in 48 hours, it means the spinal cord function will not come back. At that time, I felt so hopeless. I knew that I could not help this man. I went back home with compassion in my heart. I asked God, could you please heal one more man? God is so good to me. He showed his power again. The next morning, he was moving his toes and feet. This was a miracle to me. I told him, God healed you. It was not my ability. I sent him home. 2 months later, a man opened the door of my clinic, walked in. I could not remember him very well. He jumped up and down in front of me, and he told me, I am that gentleman that you saw in the hospital, and you told me that you prayed to God, and God healed me. Now I walked, I run, I jump, and I can go back to work. Oh, thank God. He showed his power. He manifest his love and power in front of my eyes. By that time, my faith was high. My faith grew, and I was confident that I believe in the living God. I was so blessed to come to know Jesus Christ. My life was turned around. God has done so many good things in my life and through my life. My relationship with my wife was improved. We have had a very happy family. God blessed my children. God even performed a miracle to give me the job at the University of Washington. In that generation, the Vietnam War was done. Many young American soldiers came back to America, and they went into the medical school and also training. Therefore, the university system, the medical school of the U.S. stopped taking all the foreign doctors. I sent in many, many resumes and application to get trained in the hospital in America, but all of my applications were thrown into the garbage can because they did not have position for a foreign doctor like me. But by the power of God, by the grace of God, I got accepted at the University of Washington as a temporary worker without pay. Thank God, within 2 months, I got the salary. And within a year, I got the full-time position to be trained to be a neurosurgeon in America. And eventually, by the grace of God, I passed the license test and the board exam test supernaturally. In fact, in my year, 30% of American neurosurgeons failed the exam to get the board certification. But before the board exam, God was so good to me. I know God is so real to me. I was studying the book, and God led me to every single page. I could not read the whole book because it's so thick. Neurosurgery textbooks are very thick. But God led me to the right pages, and in the oral exam, the professors in those rooms asked me three questions. They can ask me anything. All the questions were on those pages that I just read before I went to the oral examination. I passed the test. God gave me the job. God took care of my family, took care of my income. He is my provider. He healed my wife as well. After we accepted Jesus Christ, my wife got sick with endometriosis, bleeding to her womb. We could not have a baby when she had endometriosis. Eventually, the gynecologist said that she needed to have hysterectomy or removing of the womb to stop the bleeding. But before she went into surgery, she and I went to Thailand to visit our family. On that trip, we went to a church. We stood up and asked God to heal her. And God's grace is sufficient. She felt the power flowing through her body and the bleeding stopped. She could get pregnant. We had a second child. Her name is Joy. She is a girl. And the reason we give her the name Joy, because the joy of the Lord fill our heart that God supernaturally healed my wife. And then we have the third child, who is a boy, and we have three beautiful children. And now we have beautiful grandchildren. God is so good. We test and see the goodness of God. Jesus is so real to us. He touched us. He healed us. Our family love God. I want to encourage you to come to know Jesus as well. He is the real and the living God. He say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. God say, God so loved the world that he sent one and only Son, that is Jesus, so that we will not perish, but we will have eternal life. The Bible says that we all men are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. But he sent Jesus, his Son, to die for us so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. I would like to encourage you today to become a Christian, a believer. Follow Jesus Christ. It's very simple. You can do the same thing like what I did 30 plus years ago when I saw that Jesus was the Son of the living God by reading the book and watching that movie. I bow my head, close my eyes, and I pray or talk to God. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior, you shall be saved. Saved from sin, saved from bondage, saved from curses, from poverty, saved from the eternal lake of fire. To become a born-again Christian, you have to do two things. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior who died for you. And the second thing, you repent of your sin. You receive the gospel, the good news into your heart. Would you like to do that? I would like to have an honor to lead you to pray right now, to talk to God right now. If you like to do that, follow my prayer. You don't talk to me, you talk to God. Tell him that you believe him. Why don't you follow this prayer? Father in heaven, I admit, Lord, that I am a sinner. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I repent of my sin. Jesus, please come into my heart. Sit on the throne of my life. I welcome you to be my God and my Savior. Jesus, thank you for dying for me and paying for my sin. From today on, I will serve you and follow you. Thank you, Lord, that my name is recorded in the book of life. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Congratulations that you received Jesus Christ. If you do so from the sincere heart, you become a born-again Christian. From now on, you walk with Jesus every day. You have faith in him. You read the Bible. go to a good church that teach the Bible, filled with the Holy Spirit, serve Him, grow spiritually. You become a Christian because you repent of your sin and follow Jesus Christ. And Jesus promised you that He come to give you life and give it more abundantly. And not only that, after you leave this world, you're going to live for eternity in heaven with God for eternity. If I don't meet you in this world, I believe I will meet you in heaven. And we can worship God together there together. Please, if you have a chance, come visit me in Seattle at the New Hope International Church. I will welcome you and make you feel at home. Thank you very much for spending time with me today. And please come back to listen to other teachings and word of encouragement again and again. God bless you, and may the Lord protect you, provide for you, and lead you, and take care of you every day. Now, He is your Father after you accept Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much. See you in the next time when I have a chance. Thank you for spending time with me.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.